Hi everyone, welcome back. It's Friday afternoon and it's a very special Friday afternoon here in It's Child's Play because school's out for summer.
Yeah.
And believe me when we say that when school's out, it's also school's out for the whole company. There's a certain relaxation that comes over us. Bruna and I were out this week on Wednesday night.
Just Wednesday night.
Yeah. It's always very busy. But this is the first, that will be the last night that we will be out all of July and all of August.
September, yeah.
So it's lovely. So we all kind of get into that summer feeling as soon as the bells rang today at 12 o'clock. And I know
half 12, when we know that every child has been picked up and that every child who was meant to be coming to us has definitely gone home with somebody. And for that first half hour, because the whole school gets out, it is very busy.
We never charge for the last day of term unless parents book it. Of course, as you know, in our wraparound units, parents just pay as you go. It's set days during holidays, but we don't charge over set days term time, and we don't charge over holidays or anything. So the last day of term we always counted as our first day of holidays, so we never really know if parents remember to book today or not. So how did it go today, Bruna? Had we many children who turned up?
Nobody had turned up that was meant to be booked in, but in saying that, we were still having emails and phone calls. We're still coming in at 10 to 12. So, but we got everybody. So that's the main thing.
That's it. So school's out. Weather's with us. We're being blessed this week.
This term, we live from term to term, I suppose. You know, it's like September, we get this from September to Halloween. And then September, we're settling everybody in. And, you know, and then we get from Halloween and then it's Christmas. And then we get from Christmas and then it's Easter. You know, so we sort of live. But this year has really, really flew in. I can't believe we're at the end of June. And people keep saying to me, it's the older you get, you know, that the years fly in quicker, you know. Yeah. Definitely is true since I've turned 40. Can't believe we're in June already. I don't know where this year has gone.
Unbelievable. Absolutely. And I think anybody and any teachers and anybody in the early year sector who will realise, you know, people say, are you winding down for summer? June is just chaotic. We wind up, and I think everybody in the sector was in a school this morning signing off some paperwork, and, you know, everybody just looks frazzled when you go in. With a couple of parents who came early to do pickups as well here. And everybody is just exhausted at this time of year. June's a busy, busy month. But anyway, for us, we're winding up and we're just
very excited.
Looking forward.
Our summer camp is due to kick off on Monday. You know, I was saying to Diane, said to me on Monday, I got all the summer bookings in now. And I was like, oh no, I wouldn't be too sure. And I'm still putting summer bookings in today for Monday. So, so we do know this, and it happens every year. But our summer camp is ready to go. Dee, who's our area manager, has been running about all week, organising it all in for all of our new clients coming in. And so it's been really, really busy, but really looking forward to it. We'll tell you a wee bit about our themes.
And I think it's only fair to shout out that Bruna and I, for the first year, have taken not a back seat, but we have stepped back in terms of taking control of summer scheme. We always would liaise. We start summer scheme, or summer camp as we call it, in January. Basically, it kind of starts in January. We are still reflecting on summer scheme in September, so we kind of don't think about summer in the months of October, November, December. But January, we really hit the ground running with getting our summer scheme, talking to children. What did we, you know, we'll reflect, look back in last year's. We basically then start to talk about ideas in our managers' meetings. And it was really Rachel and Dee who brought it all together this year, came to us with possibly maybe 20 ideas or so.
Really good.
And we sat down and we wheedled it down and say, yeah, we like that, don't like that, or that's worked well in the past, that hasn't, or it's maybe too similar. But there are some things that the children just love year on year. So, but we try and shake it up.
So we have to give a big shout out to Dee and Rachel, because as Dan said, you know, they were, you know, and they have organised everything. And when we, they obviously sent us through the plan, and as Dan said, and we look at the things they're doing, and we're like, no, don't really like that. No, it's nothing with our ethos. No, change that, change this. And I have to say, they took everything on board, and they handed us the finished product a few weeks ago. And
The service manual for our team is 185 pages long. So there's a lot of work goes into organising this. And the beauty about it is that we print that service manual out. Every single unit has one. The managers have one. We know what's happening or scheduled to happen almost on an hourly basis. And we have a very good you know, the front of it is all our contact numbers of the trips and who's mm-hmm. going out and what time and which days they're going out and who's responsible, right down to, you know, what baking activity is on every day that week. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's just on a huge weight off our shoulders.
And we picked the trips this year and obviously went and done the
risk assessments. Yeah.
And come back and said, yes, we're happy with them. But that was all we done and sort of said that's the weeks we want them to fall into.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, they were just all organised, you know, down right down to the drivers were organised. Everything was just done and
really super. So really, that's always very good. Yeah. I suppose my business mentor always says, look, you need to almost make sure that the people are surrounding you are doing your job better than you are. And I have to say that Rachel and Dee certainly excelled probably any of the previous years that we have done. Their manual was outstanding and excellent. So I think my mentor,
a big shout out as well to Denise, who she has been dealing with all of her new clients coming in and dealing with the waitlist this year, which was something else I would have done. But she's been doing that and liaising with Dee and Rachel about new people coming in and all of that. And I have to say, it has been seamless. You know, they have really sorted, you know, it haven't even came to us with anything. So
I suppose our mentor that we've been working with this year would be saying we're doing something right because we're bringing our staff team on the journey with us and you know, they're bringing it up a level, you know, for us, which is just fantastic.
Thank you again today.
Huge shout out. Looking forward to summer. The summer camp bottles are out today. We've still a few bags to collect next week.
Yeah.
But it's just, it's fab. We're ready to roll.
We're ready to go.
So first week next week is Sleepy Hollow's Highland Games.
Yeah.
So a little bit of a mixture of culture, sport, competition, Highland dance and cultural heritage. You'll see, as the weeks go on, if you're using our summer camp, you'll see literally at the end of week one, you will know that without even having to be told that it was Highland Games week. And that's the beauty about our summer camp. Mm-hmm. By the end of August, you'll be able to go into any of our camp rooms and look around the walls and just see, look, it's actually a living display of what we have done over mm-hmm. summer camp. It's really, really good fun.
Yeah.
We send, obviously, some stuff home, but we do like to, just for the environment, for the kids to be in, that their displays are there for the whole summer.
Yeah, on the week of the 8th, they're doing rainforest conservation, Save Our Trees, so the people in the wildlife that'll call rainforest home, and they'll learn about local forestry as well. So that's this week, between that week and the following week, they will have trips out between the Ulster Museum, and they will also be going to the local forest park as well.
Yeah, botanic gardens as well.
As well, when they're there,
we'll be looking at the tropical gardens there too. So we're obviously closed one day that week.
We're closed on the Friday.
Then the following week, it'll be week commencing the 16th for us because we're off on the 15th. I'll just be back from my holidays that week and Bruno will just be going off.
Yes.
So that week is Caveman Capers. So we're going to have campfires, cave dwellings, cave experiences, fossils and all things paleontology that week. So that'll be a good one.
Yeah. The week of the 22nd of July, we're doing life skills and intergenerational week from Legama Celebrity Challenges, first aid training, and we're linking in with an intergenerational project, which we'll be coming away with lifelong skills this week.
Yeah.
So we will have somebody coming out to learn all of our children first aid training. We will be making stuff to give to our local nursing homes and residential shelters and to the older generation.
We obviously run an intergenerational project with our early childhood centre, so we will hope to be able to bring groups. If there's one close by that we'll be able to maybe walk some of the groups up to, or if not,
and just to give them some just of the to stuff give that them we something. Need.
Yeah, yeah, because so. There are a lot of, I think they get a lot of visits over the holidays, so
we don't want
we
to,
want so to do something very meaningful for them.
Yeah.
Then the following week, the week of the 29th of July, is our Tinker and Recycling Week. So if you go into a unit and you see a washing machine, a printer or a computer and all things, we haven't started a production line, but we're going to take things apart, rebuild them and look at a lot of loose parts play. So we'll be using a lot of resources, etc. there from the play resource, and we will hopefully be...
And we have people coming out from the council, and they're going to be giving the children talks about eco and all of that. So we're really, really looking forward to
Absolutely,
that. Also, that week, as Dan said, the staff probably have been asking, we've been asking parents if they have any sort of old sort of... technology. Thank you. Yeah, that they don't need anymore. Yeah. Even like old toasters or old kettles or anything like that, bring them in because we will definitely be using them.
Taking them apart, rebuilding them and making things from them.
And we'd like to say a big thank you to People First who donated quite a lot of the old resources to us. So we got them at our last staff meeting and they were able to be divided out amongst all the units. So thank you to them
again. Fantastic. And they've also sponsored our water bottles this year, partly sponsored. So
the week of the 5th of August is Sleepy Hollow's Greatest Showman, and it's a week of all theatrical and production, and we're delighted that we have been able to secure some drama students to come out and work alongside our children, and they will be holding drama workshops. So we're really excited. Some of the students who are coming out have been on in Footloose, in Axel Opera House, so we're delighted that the caliber
grade 8 drama students who are all going on. They've actually all completed their grade 8 and they're all going on to their teaching diploma. So we'll have choreography and drama and dance people out that week doing short drama workshops, so that at the end of it children will know a dance routine and will maybe do a little bit of their own show that they'll be able to put on at the end
of
the week.
So we're delighted about that.
Yeah. So week of the 13th of August is Medieval Madness Week. All for one and one for all that week. From being kings and queens of our castle, creating coats of arms, making sundials, and jousting with noodles and enjoying feasts. And we'll have a trip that week to Carrickfergus Castle and to the beach. So we're hoping that this good weather that we're enjoying will be with us all summer. Yep, if not, the weather isn't going to stop us.
It never stops us before. The week of the 19th of August, we have 7 Modern Wonders of the World. So it's fun surrounding the modern wonders of the world, also enjoying cultures, food and craft from countries, putting for a new wonder of the world and writing to the new 7 Wonders of the World Foundation to submit our case. So you never know what's a space, you know, because we could be creating out the next wonder here.
We will have a wonder of the world. Yeah. And then the very last week is summer's out. Unfortunately, we don't even think about that now, but the children, that's the week where the children get to enjoy revisiting their favourite activities from all of the previous weeks and maybe redoing some of the activities and the baking and the fun with all of that.
And just a wee reminder, we're closed that Monday, the 26th, for our bank holiday.
Yeah.
I suppose some of the questions we do get asked when children are joining us is like sort of what I drop off. Can my children travel to and from the camp on their own? Unfortunately not, as we are regulated with social services and we can't let any child go with anybody under the age of 18. We also get asked quite regularly, oh, summer scheme runs from 8 to 6, so a lot of parents think they have to be there at 8 o'clock on the dot and they can't come back again until 6 o'clock until the day. And summer, so you can come and go as you want throughout the day. So please don't think that you're not allowed to come back until the end of the session or whatever. So
and equally, if you get held up, just let us know.
You know, it's no problem. Another thing would be what should I send for my lunch? We provide breakfast in the morning, we provide a morning snack, and we provide an afternoon snack. We do ask the children to send in a packed lunch, and we do remind children, adults, that we are a nut free zone, and we have children with lots of allergies, so we ask children not to be sending anything in,
and also not to be sending in hot food for children. We are limited. Some of the schools, you will see that we've microwaves, etc., but we don't have the facilities to probe food for reheating, and also we do not know how long food that needs heated up has maybe been refrigerated, etc., beforehand, so we cannot reheat food.
As Diane said earlier, we are providing every child this year with a water bottle, and it will have its name in it, so we'll be filling them up throughout the day, so you don't need to send them in the lunch boxes.
And we also have camp bags, but we've been asking you to send in a change of clothes, and we will keep the camp bags and send them home at the end of summer. But they're drawstring bags, we good for children to use going swimming or for sports bags, etc. Next term. That's it, really. I mean, it's just basically to say, look, school's out.
Sun cream,
absolutely. We're sun safe setting. Very proud of our sun safe status. All of the information is on our website, sleepyhollowgroup.com/ you're looking for the summer camp brochure. If you click on the summer camp brochure, it says that will bring you up the full brochure. Any queries, just email through to info@sleepyhollowgroup.com and we will let you know how summer's going. Yeah. I'm sure we'll have a post halfway through.
And we'll be in touch again at the end of July to let you know how the summer's progressing.
Okay, looking forward to it.
Bye.